Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, this is Ken Torres.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm all right. Did you get my last email?
Let me see here. No, see, what we have two separate approvals.
Okay.
It's two separate loans that are approved. So
okay.
It's not like it's one loan and we're just separating the payments. So we have one approval for a total of $55,000 and then one approval for $85,000.
Okay,
so
what if we
let
me ask you this. What if we did this? What if we had Siggins break the quote down into two quotes, one for 55 and one for 85. Would that work?
I don't know. I don't know if we've submitted that type of equipment or not. Let me find out. Let me see if the modular offices will work as part of the equipment program on the $55,000 loan. And then I can give you a call back. What's the reason for thinking about doing it that way?
I'm just trying to keep it simple and preserve potentially as much of the capital loan as I possibly can for incidental costs. And so I thought it might just make more sense to have the modular offices all leased versus the other. And see, the other problem that I was looking at, Kevin, is, like I told you, that large walk-in cooler, we've got one here already. We're just not 100% certain we can move it. Since it's being broken down this way, there was part of me, I thought, well, maybe what I should really do is not buy that at this time, save that $35,000 that was, you know, going to it and put it toward the modular offices. And I wasn't sure if this was two separate loans or if it was just being broken down in two separate ways, but that's kind of where I was coming from.
Well, okay, let me, I wonder how would they break that, how would they separate that?
I could probably get them to just redo the quote and separate it, you know, somehow one part of it is one quote and another part of it is a different quote, because there's multiple rooms kind of within that. It's not just all one big room. There are, you know, a block of rooms here, a block of rooms there, a block of rooms there that make up that quote. So potentially they could be able to separate it out into two separate quotes, one for 85 and one for 55.
Okay. Let me do a little research. Potentially, what we could do, I don't know, you know, like I said, I don't know if I can switch the coolers at this point, but I'll look at that. We could potentially do three equipment loans, maybe instead of two. Keep the coolers as they are, possibly do around $50,000 in the modular office on one approval, and then the 85 on another approval. My concern, though, is that I need to find out at what dollar amount they're going to require a site inspection once the equipment is all delivered. My concern is that if they come to do a site inspection on the modular offices, you know, one, we're going to need separate serial numbers, but two, when they go to inspect it, if it looks like it's one unit, as opposed to separate units, meaning that, you know, you've got two separate liens that need to be filed on two separate pieces of equipment because it's two separate loans.
Right.
Are they going to pick up the fact that it's not really two separate offices, it's really one, you know, with separate rooms? So let me do a little research. If you want to ask them to go ahead and separate, if you, you know, if they're willing to do that and send it over to see what it looks like.
Okay.
You know, that's a possibility.
I'll call Kip right now and see if they can do that. And if they can, I'll ask him to go ahead and copy you on it and then and copy me on it as well and get it over as soon as possible.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'm sorry I'm throwing this in kind of as a – I guess I was a little bit confused earlier on. I thought that, you know, the majority of the modular offices was going to go on one lease, and then there was going to be a separate second smaller lease for the coolers. I didn't realize it was kind of breaking out the way it was, or I would have raised this up a little bit earlier, okay?
Well, and I think on paper, I think it looked a lot better. You know, when we were talking before, you know, we were talking about putting, you know, 50% down on the modular offices. I think you're being taken back a little bit looking at these numbers is that originally you were looking at 155 for the modular offices. So 85,000 would have covered more of it, right? Mm-hmm. You would have been left with about 70,000. Give or take 65,000, something like that, that you would have had to come out of pocket out of your, you know, net 100K, which probably wouldn't have felt so bad. But now we've added another 35-40 grand to that invoice. So now that's another 35-40 grand that you have to come out of pocket out of your working capital. You know, so now it's more damaging towards what you would have netted. I think if we didn't add that additional 35-40K, it probably would look a little bit better to you on paper right now.
Yeah. Well, let me get with Siggins as quickly as I can and see if they can break that out and resubmit this, and then maybe it will be a bit clearer for everybody, okay?
Okay.
All right, I will see if they can't get that to you here within the next hour or two.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.